We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. The Trump administration says it will partially fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program after two federal judges ordered the government to keep the food aid program running, despite the ongoing government shutdown. SNAP, which serves roughly 1 in 8 Americans, costs about $8 billion each month. The USDA had planned to freeze payments starting November 1st, saying it lacked the funds. Judges in Rhode Island and Massachusetts ruled that the agency must use at least $5 billion from its contingency fund to continue benefits. This ruling comes in the wake of a USDA memo which revealed that the administration was rejecting the idea of using U.S. contingency funds to continue food aid payments. It remains unclear how much recipients will receive or when payments will reach EBT cards, as processing can take up to 2 weeks. SNAP provides an average of $190 per person each month, supporting about 42 million Americans, most of them families with children. The uncertainty has sparked concern among food banks and state officials who are stepping in to help bridge the gap. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton spoke about the federal government shutdown and the state government's plan to curb potential effects on SNAP benefits for Illinoisans last Thursday.
Our state agencies will work with food banks, pantries, grocers, and community organizations to mitigate the harm caused by inaction in Washington.
Stratton stated that as part of the effort, the Pritzker administration is deploying $20 million in state funding to support food banks across Illinois starting November 1st. Stratton went on to link the ongoing shutdown to broader partisan gridlock in Washington, directing sharp criticism at Republican leadership.
Republicans are forcing Democrats to face a false choice in this shutdown debate. We want Americans to be able to both feed their families and afford health care. In the United States of America, the wealthiest country on earth, we should never have to choose between the two.
Moving on to local news, the Urbana Gallery Art Bar is hosting its Latin Social Dance Night tomorrow from 9 p.m. to midnight. Participants will have the opportunity to dance bachata, cumbia, merengue, and salsa. Attendance is free, and the event takes place every Wednesday. For more information, check out Gallery Art Bar's Instagram page at galleryartbar.urbana. Looking for a place to meet new people and make some nifty crafts? The Urbana Free Library is hosting a craft happy hour tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Intended for adults, the Urbana Free Library hosts a craft happy hour on the first Wednesday of each month. For this month, come design your own tarot card with the help of two special guest tarot readers. All materials are provided along with information about tarot symbolism and imagery. Meet some new friends and bring home a cute craft. Moving over to Champaign, a new coffee shop, Caffeine RX, opened this Saturday in downtown Champaign. Currently, the cafe is serving traditional and specialty coffees with a small food menu to come. The cafe's walls are bright pink and decorated with the owner's favorite vinyl, and sure to bring you a dose of happiness to go with your caffeine jolt. If you're looking for a new caffeine dealer in Champaign-Urbana, check out Caffeine RX at 107 North Walnut or on their Instagram at thecaffeinerx_. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyilline.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Katie Willite, and Faith Routley. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.